Well, today we're going to talk about what got you here, Craig. What was your career path? Well, maybe we won't delve into that too much, but I was thinking about this. We're talking about career paths. And remember the old Twisted Sister video where the guy yells at the kid, he goes, "What do you want to do with your life?" Sometimes, maybe if they're right happening now with all the kids at home and the parents are, you know, they're looking at each other wondering what to do. Well, there's somebody who can help us out. We've got the Student Career Path Planning Program coach, Katie Rusin, joining us. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I guess this is mainly focusing on what your child's interests are, what they're looking to do. You know, when the kids are growing up, they want to be a marine biologist. Then they want to be a police officer, or they want to do something else. How do we channel some of that when they get into those later years to figure out what career they might have?
Well, most people already have a plan or at least an idea of what they want to do, but some people really have nothing. There's so many options. So what we provide is a series of online classes, and there's videos, there's a personal assessments, and it helps the students figure out their strengths and weaknesses, because sometimes what you think you might want to do isn't necessarily what you would be best at. And we're going to help them explore goals, options, and then develop important skills, which as much as I wish we did in the schools, we don't really, because they never really teach you about writing resumes or interview skills or how to communicate with people. So we've got all kinds of resources for students, and then parallel parent courses that will help the parents understand their child, which everybody could really use help with, I think, and give them strategies to make the discussions deeper, because it can be really stressful as a parent trying to figure out how to have those conversations.
Right.
And then on top of that, we've got personal career coaches to help, not necessarily guide your way, but to help show you the options and help you determine what it is that you're going through, and just to keep you focused, which is really important right now, because without kids being at school, it's really easy to just drift.
Some of these courses that you're talking about that the kids would take, would they be sort of in a general sense, or is it kind of an interaction of, you know, trying to figure out what their skills are? Is it like a questionnaire? What really happens during those times?
It's actually kind of a combination of all of those. So some that are self-assessments where you pick adjectives that describe yourself. So determined or reliable, because when you've got this huge list of things, on the one hand, you're like, well, you know, I'm all of these things because I'm a wonderful person.
Right.
But then when you start to really think about it, you can focus on what your real strengths are. So we're exploring ourselves. And then later, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of questions about what you're interested in. And I took all these courses when I was first joining the program, and it's really interesting how even though you think you want to do one thing, like I wanted to be an architect for almost my entire childhood, and then all of a sudden you realize that your passion lies somewhere else. So it's just a whole lot of self-knowledge and journeys to figure out what we really want to do with ourselves.
Katie, we have jobs out there today that in some regards didn't even exist 5 or 10 years ago. How do you keep up with that and steer or help students learn about them?
That is a great question, because there'll probably be jobs next year that we can't even imagine right now. So we're not looking to guide you towards specific jobs or careers or programs. It's to help you find out more about yourself, because we want you to follow your passions, and we want you to do things that you're interested in. Like when my grandparents were growing up, they would have one job their entire life. And nowadays, people bounce around all the time, and that's just kind of how it is now. So the great thing about student career path planning is that you get to actually find out about yourself and where you want to go.
How do you separate the wants of the parents from the wants of the child when you're putting
right? That is the hardest question right there, which is another reason that it's really helpful to join our program, because I know a lot of parents probably have plans for their kids, and kids might have completely different plans. So again, just learning about who you are and understanding your thoughts and goals. And then with the career coaches that we have available, they'll have conversations with the students individually and with the parents individually to kind of discuss those things and see where their differences are and where their likes are, so that when they actually come together and speak, we'll have a more common understanding, and just try and get everybody to understand that it's the student's life that we're planning right now. And it can go a lot of different ways, but I'm sure most of us would agree that our lives have not turned out how we thought they would when we were kids.
When do you put, how does education work into all of this? From, you know, this is taking place, in, I guess, as early as maybe the seventh grade I see on here as well, or even later along. So you got the high school maybe curriculum that you're working on. How does that play in then to what college or trade or that type of education comes after that? How do you kind of put those together?
Well, so we have the three tiers. So starting in middle school, it's really more about developing interpersonal skills and confidence, because those middle school years are so tough trying to figure out who you are. And so this is a great way to do that. Then in ninth and 10th grade, it's more about aligning your interests with your coursework, discovering what options are available. So many people today are just assumed they're going to college, when in reality, that might not be best for who you are and what you want to do. We also have career tools that'll help students apply for jobs. And then once they get to be juniors and seniors, they are facing decisions and timelines. And so we've got plenty of resources to help with all of that: transcript advising, reading lists, learning groups to talk with other people on similar paths for you, and developing communication skills. So I think one of the greatest things about this is we learn, or we will help them learn, so many important skills that unfortunately aren't addressed in schools. And as an educator, I can say that with all honesty, I wish that we could provide things like this in our schools, because if education is getting us ready for our future, then we should be learning a lot of these interpersonal communication skills and how to just talk with people.
Right. Well, our communication, that's where Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter have sort of taught us, I say that loosely, how to communicate, or how not to communicate, maybe a trial error that way.
Sure.
As well. I notice on some of this, they have like recommended reading lists. What kind of things happen to that? Is there outside books you look at, or things that, you know, people should just read to get the information?
Not necessarily books, but articles and even blogs and just things to give you different points of view, because now that everybody's at home, I mean, honestly, we're so much more likely to just stick to what we want to listen to and the things we agree with. Whereas if we were in school, it'd be open to so many different ideas and observations. And so just, you know, we're not necessarily, I mean, like on the one hand, we're trying to focus your ideas for the future, but on the other hand, we're also opening your eyes to all the possibilities that are out there.
I understand now that you've got sort of a free trial that's going out that people can take part in. How's that work?
We sure do. So it's super easy. All you got to do is go to our website, which is studentcareerpathplanning.com. And then a pop-up window will show up, and you just enter your name and your email, and we're going to send you a free coupon code for the first month, where you have complete access to all of our resources, and you get one free consultation with your career coach. And hopefully we'll prove to you that this is definitely something that's super important for discussions with your students and helping them make their plans for the future. And we just think that we have a really great product here that's going to help a lot of people figure out what they're going to do, because our future is a lot different than it was 6 months ago.
Absolutely. Now, as a coach, what's your feedback from those students or the parents that you've coached? What kind of fulfillment do you get from that too?
Oh, okay. So I was a music educator for 15 years, and I love teaching. It's just the best thing in the world. So just being able to help people understand each other and themselves and make plans and figure out how that aligns to what they want to do. It's so rewarding, guys. I love it so much.
Well, we appreciate you sharing some of that this morning. Again, if people want to find out more, where's the site they go to?
It's studentcareerpathplanning.com.
All right. It's all there in the name. Thanks very much, Katie. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Katie Rusin joining us this morning from Student Career Path Planning Program Coach.